You're listening to SBS News.
Due to its remote location in the mountains, Bamiyan is considered Afghanistan's safest province, which is why it was unusual when two explosions shook the capital's main bazaar, killing 14 people and injuring 45. This witness says he's lucky to be alive.
I was working at the bakery when the explosion occurred. I came out to see what happened and noticed that a vehicle was damaged in the street. All the bakery windows exploded and smashed to the ground due to the explosion. Then I went back to the bakery when I heard the second explosion, but I do not know exactly where it happened.
Despite waging an insurgency against the foreign-backed Kabul administration, the Taliban didn't claim responsibility for the attack. As the explosions happened, the international community was at a conference in Switzerland, promising to financially assist Afghanistan. Finland's Minister of Development, Cooperation and Foreign Trade, Ville Skinnari, co-hosted the event.
The donors pledged more than $3 billion USD for the first year of the upcoming quadrennial, with annual commitments expected to stay in the same level, year on year. This would amount to some $12 billion USD during 4 years.
The UN Secretary General's Special Representative for Afghanistan, Deborah Lyons, is optimistic about the future of the country.
Today, I believe, is a good day for Afghanistan and for the people of Afghanistan. The world has come together today, both the international donors community and a number of regional countries and a large number of international organizations have come together to express emphatic support to the people of Afghanistan. What is the message? We stand with you.
However, Ms. Lyons says the aid does not come freely.
It comes with conditions. It comes with concerns that the violence must be reduced, that a ceasefire must be achieved, that the peace talks must progress and must demonstrate progress in a timely manner, accepting that peace negotiations are complex and are time-consuming, but progress must be shown. And also that the choices made in the peace talks may very well over time influence the ongoing commitment.
The progress of the government's peace talks with the Taliban is one of the two conditions which Afghan Foreign Minister Mohammad Hanif Atmar says they owe to its people in order to obtain the aid to help them. And he acknowledged the generosity of the donors under present circumstances.
It's an impressive figure. It's more important because it comes at a time that there's hardly any nation that has not been affected by the COVID-19 in its economy and revenue. That represents an enormous amount of generosity. While every nation has had its own challenges, but on top of that, they did not forget about our shared responsibility to succeed in Afghanistan.
One of the top donors, Germany, stressed that the country's 20-year war needs to come to an end. Germany's Foreign Minister Heiko Maas also emphasized an obligation to shared values and civil rights.
This partnership depends on Afghanistan's commitment to democracy and the rule of law, to good governance and the fight against corruption, to the protection of human rights, especially the rights of women and minorities, and to the political will to move forward in the peace process and not to play for time. It is in this spirit of mutual responsibility that we will provide up to 430 million euro in civilian assistance for the coming year. And we intend to maintain this level until 2024, if conditions allow.
The United States, who've dedicated around US $800 million in civilian aid in recent years, is committed to its own partnership with Afghanistan, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
the government of Afghanistan must also do its part to implement essential elements of stability and security, just as the Afghan people expect. I'm talking about things like economic reforms, real anti-corruption efforts, including our drug interdiction, respect for human rights, including religious freedom, a welcome environment for the private sector, and steps towards self-reliance. I want to be clear that the choices made in peace negotiations will affect the size and scope of future international support and assistance.
The Afghan government and the Taliban have been engaged in peace talks since September 12th, but haven't reached a deal so far. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.